No, of course, you got all kinds of porches now, screened in porches. Porches with awnings over them.
Mm-hmm.
Side porches, front porches, no.
But all just porches?
No, they're all porches.
All right. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you would say to someone,
shut the door, please.
Okay. How about the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
The eaves.
No, on the outside of the house, not the roof.
Oh, on the outside of the house. The boards. Clapboards.
Oh, good. Okay. What are clapboards exactly?
It's a wooden house that has boards that lap
okay.
over.
Okay, fine. You would say, I get into my car and I blank to work every day.
Drive.
And yesterday I
drove.
I have often
driven.
Thank you. And the covering of the house is?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge that
eaves.
That carry the water on?
Gutters.
Okay. If the house and the L come together and there's a sort of a place where leaves get stuck and water runs down, what would you call that sort of place? If you have a name for it.
Drains. You don't want your gutters to get stopped up?
No, this is just where the two parts of the roof come together at an angle.
I don't have a term for that.
Okay. A little building where you might store tools?
Tool shed.
All right. Would that be connected to the house or separate?
Well, you said a little building where you store tools,
okay.
So if it's a little building, it's not connected
okay.
to the house.
If there were something that was connected to the house, would it have a name?
To me, a utility room
mm-hmm.
or a something such as that would be connected to the house.
Mm-hmm.
A tool shed or a tool building or those things aren't.
Okay. What do you call outdoor toilets?
Outhouses.
Anything else? Joking terms?
Outhouses, no.
All right. If there were a noise, you might ask someone, did you blank that noise?
Make?
No, you just wanted to know whether he had perceived
hear that noise.
Okay, and he would say, yes, I
heard it.
And I have often
heard it.
Thank you. If you were not acquainted with a person, but you were familiar with his name, you would say, no, I don't know him, but I've...
You do know him.
You've never met the man, but you are familiar with his name. He's been mentioned on television.
And I would say, I'm familiar with him, or I know of him, or I have heard of him.
Okay, that's good. If a friend
There's still a word I'm looking for that I haven't found, but I phrased over the word I can't
it?
Find.
You want to keep looking?
No, I know, stop. Go ahead.
Okay. If somebody came to town and another person asked you if you had... talk to the person yet, you would say, that's not a good way to word the question. You might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you would say, no, I
haven't seen him yet.
Mm-hmm. Has your brother seen him yet? No.
He hasn't seen him either.
Okay. Does
we hope we will see him tomorrow.
Does your brother like ice cream? Yes, he
likes ice cream. Yes, he does.
Good. Okay. I'm not doing these well.
No, I know. It's very difficult to...
Oh, dear. You can give a person his choice, but he will tell you that he just blank...
Doesn't care which
Thank
one.
You. Very good. Okay. If you're not absolutely certain which of two things is right, you might say, I'm not...
Sure.
Would you say the whole thing, please?
I'm not sure.